Hello again. So Eskom announced that it will implement stage 2 load shedding. That started at 8 a.m. this morning, later on announcing that we might move to stage 3 this evening, which will last well until 10 p.m. Of course, this as it battles with several breakdowns of generation units at its plants. If you're sitting in the dark right now, you had a meeting that you were meant to attend for work, or you've got work that you need to clear out so you can make a submission tomorrow, but you're unable to because of power cuts. We speak now to Associate of Employment Practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyer, that's Asma Kachalia, in terms of what you can actually do and whether it's a valid excuse to say, well, I wasn't able to do my work because there was no load shedding or the dog actually ate my paper. Thank you very much, Asma, for joining us this evening.
Good evening, Didu, and good evening to your listeners.
I mean, this is quite a precarious situation. So who takes responsibility here? I mean, I genuinely don't have electricity. That means I probably don't have Wi-Fi and I can't hotspot my phone because it's also dead. So I can't meet deadline.
Well, I think it's important to remember, and the starting point is that the employment relationship is a reciprocal one. So while the employees are paid a salary, in return of the employment services, the employer has to sort of make work available for the employee. So ultimately, the responsibility is on both parties. Now, in terms of you not having power, it's something that you obviously can't help, which you know. And in that case, it's the employer's responsibility, since they've allowed you to work from home, to come up with reasonable solutions to sort of help the situation. And you know, it could be in the form of, you know, getting the employee to come to work and work during the hours of load shedding, or, you know, possibly allowing them to maybe work during a time where they don't have load shedding. It's just, you know, a reasonable effort on the part of the employer, but equally a reasonable effort on the part of the employee.
So responsibility lies with you as an employee. But what considerations do employers need to make to take this into account?
Well, you see, an employer sort of has to anticipate somewhat load shedding and make take reasonable measures in order to make it possible for the employee to work. You know, there are practical solutions. For example, at the workplace, an employer would have a generator. So allowing an employee to come in and work from the workplace, you know, would be a good way to sort of allow them to carry on and tender their services and execute on them. And if an employee just refuses in that case, then, I mean, it comes down to the fact that, you know, you would not be liable to pay them for that time. Obviously, it would have to be a reasonable, that the employer would have taken reasonable measures in order to allow you to work. But, I mean, if the employee refuses, then there would not be an obligation on the employer to remunerate them for that.
And in this instance where somebody right now is sitting in the dark, what do you do, or what is it that you're seeing from the work that you do where somebody says, well, if it leads to a disciplinary process or me getting a warning or something, I'll challenge that?
Well, again, you know, you have to look at the circumstances of that particular situation. If an employee has done all that's reasonably possible, or if an employee can't get to work, if an employee, you know, has tried to tender their services, then they would have a defense against that. You wouldn't be able to, like I said before, discipline an employee. You've allowed them to work from home, but have not taken reasonable measures to account for load shedding. Also, I think it's important, what's also important is looking at the seniority of the employee. When an employee earns under the threshold set by the minister, working hours, you know, usually apply to them, so overtime would apply. But in the case of a senior employee, which is usually the case when people work from home, you wouldn't be, you know, you wouldn't get overtime working hours in terms of the DCA, wouldn't apply. So you would be able to sort of have flexible hours and work, you know, different hours than you ordinarily would. And So, you know, you have to make sure in those circumstances that the employer has done everything that they can in order to deliver those services, and that the employer has also taken reasonable measures. In which case, you know, you can't discipline them if they've done everything they can and you haven't taken reasonable measures. Yeah. So they would have a defense against that, definitely.
I mean, you've got places in Soweto, for instance, where people have gone for like 2-3 months even without electricity, and that was deeper than, you know, the lockdown level 5 even, where you couldn't even go into the office. What have we seen? Have people, you know, lost their jobs because of the situation?
Well, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, and a company needs to sort of stay afloat. And if they're unable to provide work and an employee is unable to tender their services, then, you know, it would be a no work, no pay situation. But also there were other measures that can be taken. You know, inevitably what it ended up becoming is a retrenchment situation, and it's been very difficult. You know, this is a no-fault situation. So, you know, it's something that employers and employees need to take into consideration, especially in this time.
It's a no-fault situation. You know, much has been said about the new normal, but we've sort of become used to, and it's normal for us to not have electricity.
Yeah, it's sort of become the new normal, and that's why it's important. And I think when load shedding was, you know, when it came, I mean, it's not a new thing, but I think at that point, employers should have started thinking about reasonable measures to put in place to allow an employee to continue to work during this time. And so a lot of companies have generators, you know, and also given that load shedding is, you know, the majority of employees, I mean, we're just assuming now don't necessarily live in the same area. Even having to come into the office, you know, could be somewhat staggered, which would allow for social distancing. So it's considerations like that the employer needs to make, and then make that clear to the employee. And also then, you know, the employee should then be reasonable in the hours they work and the attending of services. So it's very much a reciprocal relationship. Mm. And, it's unfortunate that we're in the situation.
Sure. Is it unreasonable to expect that employers make sure that employees have the tools that they need to be able to function? For instance, you know, handing out dongles or whatever you need to do to make sure, well, you don't have an excuse. You've been given everything that you need.
It's definitely not unreasonable, and it's what the majority of companies are doing at the moment. Because remember, the company has to stay afloat as well, and they need their labor to be effective in order to do that. So it's definitely not unreasonable, a measure like handing out a dongle or, you know, allowing an employee to come in when they don't have any power or allowing the employee to work when they do have power. Is not an unreasonable thing to ask from an employee. And employees need to take that into consideration because they can be called to task in the case of, you know, assuming that an employee just isn't tendering their services and then disciplining them or not paying them on that basis. It would be unfair.
Absolutely. Asma, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Asma Kachalia, Associate Employment Practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyer.